These days, I've seen a quip posted on social media, sometimes in print media, and even on church signs. And it goes like this: be yourself because everybody else is taken. Be yourself because everybody else is taken. And it's a thought-provoking quip. And on this first Sunday of Lent, I want to focus on something similar: our personhood, our humanity, both as individuals and us as people. And even though this may sound a little pedantic, but I've titled this homily, Becoming the Best Version of Yourself. And my rationale for this title comes from today's scripture reading. Jesus, the Son of God, entered the desert to restore humanity to its original image. Jesus came to transform us into the best version of ourselves, both as individuals and as humanity, as a people. Jesus came to transform us into the best version of ourselves. Now, what could this mean? In my 3 points, let me briefly just reflect on this. Let's begin with the first reading. This whole concept of the first fruits. Really, does God need anything from us? Does God really need our first fruits? What is the meaning behind this feast of the first fruits? You see, the people of Israel, when they came from Egypt, they were wanderers. As they entered into the promised land, after 40 years, they had to learn what it means to be a settled people. They had to learn what it means to be agriculturists. They had to learn what it means to be shepherds. And the danger was this, that when the Israelites settled down and began to prosper, it would be very easy for them to forget who they originally were, where they came from, who got them freedom, and what the larger purpose of life was. The temptation would be to get carried away and make gods out of their own accomplishments, like their forefathers had done in the desert when they installed the golden calf. By bringing the best and the first fruits before God, Israel was being invited to acknowledge that they were nothing without God. By offering the first fruits before God, they were being invited to acknowledge God as the source of all blessing. By offering the first fruits, the Israelites were invited to resist the temptation to put themselves before God. The feast of the first fruits was an invitation to Israel to become the best version of themselves. Well, the tragedy is that Israel failed often, they failed terribly, and sometimes they failed intentionally. Now, as Christians, we don't observe the feast of the first fruits. However, the expectation is the same. The gospel of Jesus Christ invites us to become the best version of ourselves. The 40 days of Lent, which replicates the 40 days of Jesus in the desert, is meant to help us transform ourselves into the best version of ourselves. So here's my second point and my question. What does the best version of ourselves look like? Now, becoming the best version of ourselves, it sounds like a great self-help book, doesn't it? But that's not what I'm reflecting on. If we want to know what the best version of ourselves would look like, the only person we must look at is Jesus. Today particularly, we reflect on Jesus' 40 days in the desert. The temptation that Jesus faced in the desert are the same temptations that Israel faced during their wandering in the desert. But where Israel failed, Jesus succeeded. For 40 days and beyond, Jesus refused to put himself above God's will. For 40 days and beyond, Jesus refused to be mastered by his base instincts. Rather, he found the deeper calling of his humanity. For 40 days and beyond, Jesus refused to be lured by power, wealth, fame, glory, and majesty. We have 40 days and beyond. We have a lifetime. We must become like Jesus. To become like Jesus is to become the best version of ourselves. Lent 2019. Can we focus on becoming more like Christ? This Lent, I'm inviting all of us, including myself, to look beyond penitence. I'm inviting us to reflect on the kind of persons we are becoming. I'm inviting us to focus on the permanent effects of our penitence, of our prayer, of our fasting, of our almsgiving, and ask ourselves, what effect will our penitence have on our character? I'm inviting us to be like Jesus, who came to transform us to be the best version of who God has created us to be. So, for example, it could be Jesus' obedience to God's will. Could we be like Christ in that? It could be Jesus' universal love for all humanity. Can we be like that? It could be Jesus' mercy, compassion, and striving for peace. Could we be like that? It could be Jesus' acceptance of the weak, the poor, and those on the periphery. It could be Jesus' respect for all life, the children who came to him and the criminal who was crucified next to him. It could be the commitment to be clean of heart in thought, word, and action. It could be a commitment to be peacemakers like Jesus was. It could be a refusal like Jesus to be mastered by power, wealth, our passions, and the desire for self-glorification. So I'm proposing, choose one area. Just one. Choose one area of this Lent where we can transform ourselves into the best version of Christ, of who Christ wants us to be. Just one. Small, big, doesn't matter. May this Lent simply not pass us by. How beautiful it would be that Lent after Lent, year after year, we focus on becoming more like Christ. By the end of our lives, Christ finds us to be in Christ's image and likeness, the best version of ourselves. This Christ who entered the desert is with us. We are not alone. Christ invites us today to embrace these 40 days to transform ourselves into the image in which God created us, the body of Christ, which we now receive in a few moments in this Eucharist. People of God said,